நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள்.
Greetings, Mr. David Dutton.
Good evening.
You're the Deputy Commissioner of Clinical Operations for New South Wales Ambulance. What are the circumstances for someone to call the emergency 000 number?
So New South Wales Ambulance would encourage anyone facing a medical emergency that is urgent or life-threatening to call the emergency 000 number. That will place you in contact with one of our call takers who will ask a series of questions about your location and the nature of the emergency. And then they'll be best prepared to arrange an emergency ambulance response, but also provide advice to the caller on the things that they can do whilst that ambulance is responding to the location.
Ambulance services must be experiencing more number of calls during this time. What are the precautions one should take before calling an ambulance?
So we've certainly had a very busy Friday night a couple of Fridays ago where we answered more emergency 000 calls than we would normally see on New Year's Eve, which is traditionally the busiest night of the year for ambulance services. It's important during these times that we make sure that we reserve the capacity of emergency ambulances and paramedics for those that truly need them in the community. So the sorts of emergencies we'd be encouraging people to call an ambulance for would be anyone that collapses suddenly or is unconscious or unresponsive, a patient that is suffering from chest pain or any difficulty with breathing or being short of breath. And then, of course, the range of accidents that we can see, either motor vehicle accidents, cycling accidents, someone who's broken a bone or who has uncontrollable bleeding. The main message from New South Wales Ambulance paramedics is in case of life-threatening emergency, call 000 and our call takers will guide you through the process to provide advice and arrange the best response for your individual circumstance.
Usually the first number to call would be 000 and the question asked is whether you want police, emergency services or ambulance. When should one choose to say ambulance instead of emergency services?
Of course. So just to explain how the 000 system works in Australia, you're quite correct. The first person that someone will talk to will be a Telstra operator. And the Telstra operator's job is to connect the caller with the appropriate emergency service. In the case where anyone is injured, sick or ill, then we'd advise people to ask for ambulance and Telstra will connect that call then through to our emergency call takers.
What's the difference between ambulance and patient transport services?
So New South Wales Health provides both emergency ambulance and non-emergency patient transport services. The main distinction is that an emergency ambulance has two highly qualified paramedics who are professionals in out-of-hospital care and are used to dealing with emergency situations. The most likely outcome from an emergency ambulance attending is that a patient will be transported to an emergency department at a hospital, although there are a number of other pathways that our emergency paramedics can access appropriate to the patient condition. Non-emergency patient transport services are predominantly used for the transport of patients from one health facility to another. So it might be, for example, from a smaller hospital to a larger hospital to have some imaging or some diagnostic work undertaken, or the reverse flow of a patient going from a larger hospital to a smaller hospital for continuing care. Non-emergency patient transport services generally do not respond to community locations and in normal circumstances do not respond to out-of-hospital emergencies.
Mr. Dutton, not all emergency cases are in a position to make that call. Can someone else call ambulance on behalf of someone else?
Yes, absolutely. It's always helpful to have as much information as possible about the patient at the time of call. But there's a range of circumstances. For example, a family member being in another location who might become concerned about an elderly parent or grandparent, and they can make the call to 000 and provide that information. And our call takers will guide them through the call and arrange an emergency response.
Who pays for ambulance services?
So the individual who receives the service is levied a bill for the provision of ambulance services. It's an important thing to clarify that Medicare does not cover the cost of ambulance services. Patients with private healthcare, depending upon their level of cover, can be covered for the cost of ambulance services. And the ambulance service also has arrangements in place for anyone that's facing financial difficulty or hardship to come to an individual arrangement in regards to the account that is raised.
This is SBS Tamil, broadcasting in Tamil all through Australia. We are listening to an interview with Deputy Commissioner David Dutton, who is also the Executive Director of Clinical Operations for New South Wales Ambulance. You did mention about New Year's Eve when a lot of people call ambulance services, and sometimes people do call ambulance when they really don't have a need to call. Are those people penalised?
So New South Wales Ambulances encourages anyone who is concerned to call emergency 000, and our call takers will guide them through a process to determine whether an emergency ambulance is required. In cases of malicious hoax, there are actually penalties under law. Clearly, having an emergency ambulance respond to a fake or unnecessary incident has the potential to take that emergency ambulance away from someone in the community who has a genuine need. But people should not be afraid to call ambulance if they're not sure. Our call takers are highly trained and will work through a number of questions to determine whether an ambulance is required. And sometimes, for example, our emergency call takers will refer the call to a secondary triage service called Health Direct, where a registered nurse will collect some more information.
The whole world is facing this COVID-19 pandemic. Has ambulance services in New South Wales experienced a spike in the calls? Are there non-life-threatening and COVID-related calls that had increased?
Certainly, New South Wales Ambulance Service, like most ambulance services around the country, has seen an increase in the number of calls from people who are concerned about the COVID-19 situation. We're well prepared for that with our colleagues across the broader health system and are very focused on planning for that additional load at the time. It's important to emphasise that ambulances are still responding to emergencies in the community. Community can be reassured that our paramedics are providing the same high level of clinical care that they always have.
What are the precautions ambulance personnel and paramedics taking during this time, and are they treating suspected COVID-19 patients any different to others?
Yeah, thank you. So paramedics will be using some additional personal protective equipment, but the treatment for the conditions, for example, chest pain or shortness of breath, is the same treatment that paramedics have been providing prior to the COVID-19 circumstance. People may observe that our paramedics will be wearing some personal protective equipment. That includes gloves and gowns and safety glasses. That's about keeping our paramedics and healthcare workers safe, and it's also about keeping patients safe. So whilst it's a little unusual in these times to see those sorts of things, it's certainly nothing to be concerned about. Paramedics are taking additional precautions to make sure that our ambulances are thoroughly cleaned at the end of each case, and that's about making sure that we provide a safe environment for the next patient that that ambulance responds to. So along with our colleagues in the health system, I guess there is a range of additional activity happening in the system at the moment, both at the planning level and at the personal hygiene level. And of course, for all members of the community, ambulance paramedics would encourage people to be regularly washing their hands, self-isolating and staying at home unless that travel is necessary for reasons of work or, for example, getting food or exercise. And of course, not attending a workplace or large gatherings of people if you're unwell, to stay at home in those circumstances.
Mr. David Dutton, on behalf of the Tamil audience of SBS Radio, we would like to extend our heartfelt thanks to you and your colleagues who are providing immense service to the community, and for you for giving us the time with this interview.
Thank you very much, and I just wish for all your listeners to stay safe during this time. And certainly after your show goes to air, if you see that you're getting questions from your audience or your callers that you'd like some more advice on, and the media team will be the best contact in the first instance, and we'll certainly do everything we can to assist you and answer those questions.
That's great. Thank you, Mr. David Dutton.
Thank you. Cheers.
விருப்பம் பகிர்வு கருத்து பதிவு லைக் ஷேர் காமெண்ட் எஸ்பிஎஸ் தமிழின் ஃபேஸ்புக்.